Steve Bannon suddenly seems to be everywhere again. The populist hard-right warrior and former Trump strategist who helped demonise America's mainstream media while exploiting it to advance the Trump 2016 election campaign. He has since parted ways with the White House, but Steve Bannon remains such a divisive figure in the US that a social media backlash has forced organisers to withdraw his invitation to appear at a festival organised by the notably liberal-leaning New Yorker magazine. It comes just a day after Steve Bannon's extended interview with the ABC's Four Corners program, the latest in a series of alt-right thinkers who've been targeting this country with their ideas. That's prompted debate about whether controversial figures like Steve Bannon should be denied a platform. Nick Grimm reports.
Why so extreme?
Well, I think if you look at what's happening in the streets with
at a little under 40 minutes, last night's Four Corners was an opportunity to get inside the head of one of the world's most influential men of recent times. And at the end, Steve Bannon wasn't shy about letting his interviewer, Sarah Ferguson, know that he didn't mind all that probing one little bit.
Yeah, I'd love it. That's fantastic. You're fantastic. That was great.
Certainly, Four Corners jumped at the opportunity for a sit-down chat with the former Breitbart News editor, as Sarah Ferguson explains.
So I find the notion that you don't want to hear from that man to understand better what he thinks and how he views the world, however objectionable you may find aspects of his philosophy, I find frankly baffling and not a little bit scary.
You see, the country is coming apart, and I think all these...
And with the US midterm elections approaching in November, a possible threat to the Trump agenda, Steve Bannon himself is keen to rally existing Trump voters and find new ones among America's disenfranchised and disaffected.
And I think that this anger can be harnessed. You know, this anger can be harnessed to have another...
But some Americans find his ideas so objectionable they would rather his voice was silenced. The news that the former White House chief strategist was to headline the New Yorker's annual Speakers Festival was just too much. With the issue exploding across social media, readers cancelling their subscriptions and several of his fellow guests threatening to pull out of the event. Actor Jim Carrey tweeting,
"Bannon and me on the same program? Could never happen."
The director and comedian Judd Apatow tapping a similar reaction.
"If Steve Bannon is at the New Yorker Festival, then I am out. I will not take part in an event that normalises hate."
That response forced New Yorker editor-in-chief David Remnick to back down and withdraw the invitation to the event. In a note to his staff, David Remnick explained,
"I don't want well-meaning readers and staff members to think that I've ignored their concerns. I've thought this through and talked to colleagues, and I've reconsidered. I've changed my mind."
To which Steve Bannon himself replied, "In what I would call a defining moment, David Remnick showed he was gutless when confronted by the howling online mob."
"I really dislike that, this business of no platforming."
Simon Longstaff is the executive director of the St James Ethics Centre, one of the founding organisations behind Sydney's Festival of Dangerous Ideas. He argues that Steve Bannon's ideas are not too dangerous to be heard. Rather, the risk lies in not listening to what he has to say.
"The thing I don't like about no platforming is that it risks becoming a kind of bullying of exactly the kind that we should seek to oppose in a society. It's not about silencing them. It's about, I think, putting them in an environment where they're going to be challenged."
I'm sorry. I am
It should be noted the ABC also faced criticism on social media for its Four Corners interview with Steve Bannon, and there may well be more tonight when an interview with British right-winger and prominent Brexiteer Nigel Farage is broadcast on The World.
"There's nothing I've ever said or ever done that has encouraged racism in any way."
Four Corners reporter Sarah Ferguson argues the provocative views of men like that need to be heard and understood.
"It just seems to me if you're interested in ideas, if you're interested in the spectrum of ideas, if you're interested in understanding people's philosophy, then listening to just one set of ideas is a crazy way to understand even the world, the immediate world around you. If you surround yourselves with people who agree with you, you have no chance of understanding how you operate in the world if you don't listen to the full spectrum of ideas."
Steve Bannon is a very vocal critic of the mainstream media. Mm. Does this feed into his rhetoric about the mainstream media refusing to listen to ideas that don't accord with their conventional view?
It's going to give him, in a sense, a victory. You know, by denying him a platform, you give him a victory. What he's talking about, and this is why he's interesting, not only is he part of the central architecture of Trumpism, of the way Donald Trump has changed America and is changing the world. But he's talking about a coalition of right and left. He's talking about the Republican Party reaching over and grabbing a large percentage, or a percentage at least, of Democratic working class votes. These are issues that are live in Australia. They're live in America. They were part of the 2016 election. They will be part of the 2020. They will be part of the midterms now, and they'll be part of the 2020 US presidential election. It's fundamental to understanding what's going on in America. And why not go straight to the horse's mouth? He was crucial to Donald Trump's success. So get inside his head and work out how the world looks through his eyes. That seems to me like an opportunity I would certainly never turn down, and clearly didn't.
Simon Longstaff from the Ethics Centre, Nick Grimm with that report.